The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the June 2nd, 2025 issue of the Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. In our first story today, Flashback, Five Things That Happened on June the 2nd in Soap Opera History by Mara Levinsky. Mason Capwell and Julia Wainwright tied the knot on Santa Barbara. Neil Winters officially ended his marriage to Hillary Curtis on The Young and Restless, and Dante Falconeri discovered that his old camp buddy Cody Bell was in Port Charles on General Hospital, and other memorable moments that took place on soaps on June the 2nd. Our number one, in 1980, Phoebe Tyler, Ruth Warwick, and Langley Wallingford, Lewis Edmonds, wed on All My Children. Marring the festivities, the groom who passed himself off as a worldly professor was actually a con man who had originally pursued Phoebe for her money. On the day of the wedding, Myrtle Farragate finally realized why Langley seemed so familiar to her. She had known him back when he was still using his real name, Lenny Wolosik. Myrtle confronted Langley, who swore up and down that he truly loved his bride, so Myrtle agreed not to spill his secret. Worried that he would be exposed, Langley swiftly departed with Phoebe for a honeymoon post-ceremony. Our number two story from history. In 1989, super couple Mason Capwell and Julia Wainwright wed on Santa Barbara, the first of their three successful trips down the aisle, was scripted by Patrick Mulcahy and infamously featured unique vows once the groom discovered that he had accidentally pocketed the wrong piece of paper. Milk, butter, ground beef, this I pledge you for the rest of my days, intoned Mason, reading from a grocery list. Our number three, in 1995, One Life to Live's Beau Buchanan and Nora Grannan were married. Their loved ones planned a somewhat more traditional and stiffer ceremony, but the fun-loving bride and groom just weren't feeling it. They decided to postpone the nuptials and flee from the chapel, but before they did, Max Holden revealed his surprise guest, Little Richard. The rock legend convinced them to stay. Let's have some fun. So he shucked her conservative bolero, revealing a bodice of stretch sequin, and they boogied back down the aisle. Together with Little Richard officiating, the couple said, I do their way with Nora, promising I will cherish you as long as I live. Number four, in 2015 on The Young and Restless, Neil Winters signed his divorce papers, ending his marriage to Hillary Curtis. The duo's union had been torn asunder by Hillary's affair with Neil's adopted son, Devin, who later became Hillary's husband. And our fifth story today. In 2022 on General Hospital, Dante Falconeri, who was shocked to discover that the man who had just parachuted into the pool at the Metro Court was none other than his old summer camp buddy, Cody Bell. In our next story today, the tune-in alert. General Hospital spoilers. It's too soon, but this baby is coming. By Michelle Parkerton. The General Hospital spoilers preview for the week of June the 2nd teases that the long-awaited custody battle between Michael and Willow will take center stage, and it will be a doozy. The preview opens with the bailiff announcing, "All rise," as the screen first flashes an image of Michael on one side of the courtroom, then his estranged ex, Willow, on the other. A secret revealed. The bailiff then continues with courtroom procedure by placing the witnesses under oath. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? He's heard saying as Chase, Tracy, and a smug-looking Jocelyn take their turns on the stand. Who was called to testify by Michael's attorney? Diane. And who was summoned by Willow's lawyer? Rick. Will what they have to say help or hinder Michael's case in gaining full custody of Wiley and Amelia? Speaking of truths, Carly has one that she's ready to lay out to Drew, the man she blames for causing unnecessary drama between Michael and Willow to begin with. Nina is the one who had you drugged, Carly declares as the video focuses in on the stunned Nina and the shocked congressman. Nina may have no choice but to come clean to her daughter about her attempt to split up Willow and Drew. But will the revelation drive Willow further into Drew's arms? Is Sasha in labor? As one of Rick's witnesses, Sasha is also called to the stand. Did Nina share with Rick her suspicion that Michael, and not Jason, is actually the father of Sasha's unborn child? The mother-to-be is in obvious distress as Rick hits her with a challenging question. Is that really true? Willow's attorney asks as Sasha is shown taking deep breaths. Rick's line of questioning angers Michael, who leaps from the defendant's table to Sasha's defense. Back off, Rick, Michael shouts, his outburst shocking Carla and Diane. Approaching his one-time lover at the witness stand, Michael tries to confront and upset Sasha, who seems to be in labor. It's too soon, she cries, but this baby is coming. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section. See it all for yourself. Let us know what you think. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, Beyond the Gates spoilers, I Need an Ambulance Right Away, by Diane Brunstein. Back in action, the action in the Beyond the Gates spoilers preview for the week of June the 2nd opens with Laura making her grand reappearance at work as Mona, Kat, and Nicole yell, surprise! It's a joyous occasion for the young woman who worked hard to fight her way back after the hit-and-run accident that landed her in the hospital for months. A strange request, working for Bill can't be easy, but his latest request to Thomas confuses the young lawyer. You want me to spy on your family? Thomas asks. Incredulously, Bill is matter-of-fact with his response. It's my job as a father, he tells Thomas. A threat? Anita wanted her former singing group back together, but she may come to regret that as Sharon tells her, maybe it's time I let everybody in on the secret. Anita isn't about to back down when cornered. You can take that and stick it where the sun don't shine, announces the matriarch of the Dupree family. Frank talk. After telling Ted about them, Andre goes to Donnie's house and tells his secret lover, I'm changing, Danny. Confused, she asks him, into what? He looks at her and says, into a guy who is ready to move on. How would Danny react to this news? An investigation moves forward. Jacob, with another cop in tow, arrives at Leslie's apartment. She opens the door and Jacob says, Leslie Thomas, I have a warrant allowing me to search the premises. She snatches the warrant right out of his hands, and later, Ava warns her mother, you need to stay on my good side for a change. Leslie doesn't look pleased, but since Ava has her helmet and gloves from the night she ran down Laura, Ava isn't wrong. Medical emergency? All those episodes of Bill experiencing issues with his hand may be coming home to roost. Haley finds her husband keeled over. Babe, she asks, worried about him. She quickly grabs her phone and says to the person on the other end of the line, I need an ambulance right away. See it all for yourself. Check it out in the previews. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, the bold and beautiful spoilers, Luna's on the hunt, and she's hunting Steffi, by Diane Brunstein. Words of warning. The action in this bold and beautiful spoilers preview for the week of June the 2nd begins with a little love between a wet and shirtless Finn and his loving wife, Steffi, before the action switches to Ridge. He's at the Cliff House where he has firmly seated his happy daughter, Steffi, and her husband, Finn, preparing to deliver a chilling warning about Finn's murderous daughter, Luna. So you know that Luna's on the hunt. She's hunting Steffi, he says, pointing at his daughter and appearing utterly exasperated by the situation. Ridge is determined to keep Steffi safe, but with Luna out there, he knows Steffi is in serious danger. Steffi remains quiet, while all Finn can do is appear to agree. Standing up, at her apartment behind the restaurant, Sheila is trying seemingly in vain to drill some sense into her granddaughter about the reality she faces as Finn's daughter as long as he remains married to Steffi. They made a decision that you have to accept, Sheila tells Luna, determined to get through the hard-headed young woman. You need to go, Sheila adds, not seeing any other way around it. On the hunt, Luna is out and about doing some retail therapy, only it's not clothes she's looking for, it's a gun. What's a pretty young thing like you need a gun for? The seller asks Luna. She holds the gun and then points it at a target she sees on the computer. The target happens to be an image of her biological father's wife, Steffi. What do you think? Luna asks the gun merchant in a matter-of-fact tone. See it for yourself in the preview. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, the TuneIn Alert, the Young and Restless Spoilers Gallery for June the 2nd, Parties and Plans, by Chris Eads. On Monday, June the 2nd, episode of The Young and Restless, teasers reveal that Claire and Kyle go all out to impress Victor and Nikki at the big birthday bash for Mrs. Newman. Meanwhile, Lily continues her efforts to arrange a meeting with the mysterious Aristotle Dumas, and Damien turns to Audra for assistance. And here's what's coming up next on The Young and Restless. Lily sits with Audra and Nate in society for a drink, but also to discuss some business. Likely their chat has to do with the enigmatic Aristotle Dumas, and if they believe Amando's claims that the mogul isn't planning anything to hurt the Winters family. Damien, being Dumas's right-hand man, could give Lily and her family an inside track on what the man has planned for Genoa City. But what is it that Damien is trying to accomplish that requires Audra's help? Does it have to do with Dumas or something more personal, like Damien's romantic interest in Lily? Starting his time in Genoa City by having his pal Holden impersonate him didn't exactly make the best first impression, but Damien has been able to smooth things over with both his mother, Amy, and the newfound brother, Nate. He even seems to be making some progress in winning over Lily. But will their determination get a face-to-face meeting with Dumas create more friction? Kyle has agreed to make a grand gesture at the party in order to impress Claire's grandparents, but what has he come up with? Of course, Nikki isn't the one he has to try to win over. She's already fine with her granddaughter dating the Abbots. It's Victor who will prove a hard nut to crack. And Michael shows his wife over Victor, giving up working for the Newman Patriarch before the job created a rift in his marriage that was irreparable. But he still feels an obligation to Victor, so Lauren isn't completely satisfied that her husband is safe. Can these two ever get on the same page? Cole has gotten over his illness, so he's feeling well enough now to worry with Victor about their daughter. They both approve of Claire's relationship with Kyle, but any attempts to persuade Victor to be happy for his granddaughter have failed. Might they try again at the party when Victor could possibly be in a better mood? Chelsea and Adam chat with Sharon and Nick at the party, and it's nice to see all these execs getting along so well. While Chelsea and Adam have reunited romantically, Sharon and Nick are still just friends, for now. Might they change in the future? Chelsea gave Adam another shot for the sake of their son Connor, and that's been going pretty well. However, agreeing to work with Adam at Newman Media has proven much more challenging, given the underhanded things Victor keeps asking his son to do. Can they separate business and pleasure? And having recently returned to Genoa City, Ashley is already planning to return to Paris and resume her therapy to to get over all of the trauma that she has suffered at Martin's hands. From the look on Abby's face, her mother may have already shared this news with her. But is that what Ashley is telling Nick and Sharon as well? In our next story today, the tune-in alert. The Days of Our Lives, spoilers, it's John. He died last night. By Diane Brunstein. As one family mourns a devastating loss, the action in this Days of Our Lives, spoilers, for the week of June the 2nd, opens with John Black's family in shock. Steve and Kayla are in the hospital room with Marlena and a still bandaged John. Marlena gives her longtime friend and former sister-in-law a look of denial before she can be heard saying to the love of her life, "If you need to go, it's okay." A shell-shocked Kayla walks into the Brady pub and spots her brother. "It's John. He died last night," Kayla says, wiping away the tears that won't stop falling. Roman looks stunned. Back at home, Marlena is talking with her son, Eric. "There's never enough time, is there, when someone is your everything?" Marlena asks as scenes show Sean giving a solemn shake of his head to his mother. Hope, meanwhile, Belle arrives home and immediately takes her mother in her arms as Brady watches helplessly. Marlena tells those gathered, "I really need to learn to do things on my own now," as she sees trying to console herself alone in her bedroom. Another family experience, a miraculous return. After 2 years in a coma, Bo opens his eyes. Hope is smiling again and laughing now that her Brady is awake. Smiles keep coming as Bo hugs his daughter, Sierra, and son, Sean. "One thing that hasn't changed, my love for you," Bo tells Hope. "We're so lucky to have this amazing family," he tells them all. Suddenly, a small voice can be heard. "Hi, Grandpa," little Bo Weston says to Big Bo as he and Hope laugh. See it all for yourself. Check it out in the coming comments section. Let us know what you think. In our next story today from Days of Our Lives, the Days of Our Lives premiered on NBC on November the 8th, 1965, but moved exclusively to Peacock on September the 12th, 2022, making it the first soap to permanently switch from broadcast TV to streaming. Throughout its 60-year tenure, it has stayed true to its original opening theme, with its iconic hourglass logo and "Like Sands Through the Hourglass" voiceover. Set in Salem, a fictitious Midwest town, Days centered on its core families, from its original Horton clan to the later arriving Demiras, Bradys, Carvers, Cricusses, and Hernandez. The soap is known for creating unforgettable super couples, larger-than-life villains like Stefano Demira, and outrageous twists like Marlena Evans's possession by the devil. Days has won 4 People's Choice Awards for Favorite Daytime Series, the Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Drama Series in 1978 and 2013, and nabbed Best Show at the Soap Opera Digest Award a whopping 15 times. In our next story today, from The Young and Restless, created by soap pioneers William J. Bell and Lee Philip Bell, The Young and Restless, titled The Innocent Years While in Development, premiered on CBS on March the 26th, 1973. Introduced alongside its signature theme song, Nadia's Theme, The Young and Restless is set in the fictional city of Genoa City. The soap revolves around the drama between the Newmans, Abbotts, Chancellors, and Winters families, featuring corporate intrigue, thrilling adventure, and stirring romance. The Young and Restless has endured as the number one rated daytime drama since October 3rd, 1988. The Young and Restless has earned 11 Daytime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Drama Series, and 15 of its cast members have won acting Emmys. Some famous alumni who got their start at The Young and Restless include David Hasselhoff, Tom Selleck, Shamar Moore, and Eva Longoria, and the show has featured cameos by celebrities like Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Julie Chen. Fans can watch it weekdays on CBS or stream it on CBS.com or Paramount Plus. In our next story today from General Hospital, General Hospital is the longest-running soap opera currently on the air, a cornerstone of ABC's daytime lineup since its premiere on April 1, 1963. Set in Port Charles, a fictional city in upstate New York, GH centers around the staff of its bustling titular hospital and the community it serves, including families like the Quartermains, the Corinthos, the Ashfords, and the Spencers. But medical dramas are only part of what makes GH tick. From super spy adventure to mob wars to sweeping romance to multi-generational family sagas, the show has a little something for everyone. GH has won the Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Drama Series a record 17 times as of 2024 and currently boasts 13 Daytime Emmy-winning actors in its cast. Famous alumni include Demi Moore, John Stamos, and Rick Springfield, while stars such as Elizabeth Taylor, James Franco, and Grey's Anatomy, Chandra Wilson, have popped up in short-term roles. Our next story today from The Bold and Beautiful. Bold and Beautiful premiered on CBS on March 23, 1987. It was created by daytime pioneers William J. Bell and Lee Philip Bell, who gave it the working title Rags. Since its debut, The Bold and Beautiful has become an international sensation, with millions of viewers around the world enthralled by the Los Angeles-set drama surrounding the Forrester family, their fashion design business, and their romances and rivalries with the Logans and the Spencers. Two of its original cast members, Catherine Kelly Long, who plays Brooke, and John McCook, who plays Eric, remain front and center today. The Bold and Beautiful is shown in over 100 countries, and over the years has shot on location in many glamorous international locations, including Abu Dhabi, Monaco, Paris, Rome, and Sydney, Australia, and hosted guest stars such as Phyllis Diller, Bob Barker, and Betty White. The Bold and Beautiful has won 3 Daytime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Drama and can be watched weekdays on CBS or streamed on CBS.com and Paramount+. Our next story today from Beyond the Gates, and on February the 24th, 2025, the groundbreaking soap Beyond the Gates made its debut on CBS, which developed a series in partnership with the NAACP. Created by daytime Emmy-winning soap opera writer Michelle Valjean, Beyond the Gates was the first daytime drama to premiere since 1999, and that the first hour-long American serial to feature a predominantly black cast, which features a mix of veteran soap actors like Tamara Tooney and Carla Moseley, and newcomers like Ronnie Rose, Mantilla, and Sean Freeman. The show's drama centers around the wealthy Dupree family and those in their orbit who live in or near the gated community Fairmont Crest, which serves as a ground zero for romance, scheming, and heartbreak. Behind the Gate is filmed at Assembly Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, and the first soap to call the city its home. Less than 3 months after its debut, Behind the Gate was renewed by CBS for a second season. Behind the Gate can be seen weekdays on CBS or streamed on CBS.com or Paramount+. In our next story today, Flashback, 5 Things That Happened on May the 31st in Soap Opera History by Mara Levinsky. Number 1, in 1984, as the world turns Steve Andropoulos, who is Frank Runyon, and Betsy Stewart, Meg Ryan, wed, a real-life catastrophe had to be avoided, as an actual Greek Orthodox priest was tapped to perform the ceremony, and when he overheard some foul-mouthed language from the director, the priest was, of course, horrified and stormed out of the building. Runyon recalled to Soap Opera Digest in 2012, "All of the producers were running down 72nd Street after this guy calling, "We didn't mean it. We didn't mean it. Please forgive us." 20 million fans tuned in to see the Nups, the second highest rated in daytime history, only eclipsed by General Hospital's Luke and Laura. Number two, in 1963, All My Children's Brooke English, who was Julia Barr, married Tad Martin, Michael E. Knight, the father of her young son, Jamie Martin, who she had given birth to while Tad was presumed dead. Tad's heart was still with Dixie, to whom he'd formerly been married, but he wanted to give his son a stable home, leading to his decision to settle down with Brooke. Brooke likewise was in love with someone else, Edmund Gray, so it should come as no surprise that the marriage was not a long-lasting one. Number three, in 1996 on General Hospital, Jasper Jack Jax, who was Ingo Rademacher, and Brenda Barrett, Vanessa Marcil, eloped at the precise moment that her former lover, Sonny Corinthos, watched in horror as pregnant wife Lily Rivera Corinthos was blown up by a car bomb intended for him. Sonny and Brenda had yearned to reunite, but called it off when Sonny found out about Lily's pregnancy. Her death, and that's her unborn child, was a pivotal moment in Sonny's life and in the red-hot Jax-Brenda-Sonny love triangle. Number four, in 2001, Kimberly McCullough crossed over to All My Children for emotional episodes surrounding her character, Robin Scorpio, reuniting with Anna Devane, her mother, who had been presumed dead since 1992. And number five, in 2021 on The Young and Restless, a DNA test confirmed to Kyle Abbott that he is indeed the biological father of Harrison Locke, as Kyle's former lover, the very married Tara Locke, had claimed after becoming pregnant by Kyle. Tara had passed her child off as a biological son of her husband, Ashlyn Locke. Kyle eventually secured custody of the boy, and Summer Newman adopted him as her own. In our final story today, from Beyond the Gates by Michelle Parkinson, Ted and Ava discuss Leslie's manipulations on Monday the 2nd, and Sharon confronts Anita with the painful truth of their past. And on Tuesday, Leslie turns on an unlikely source for help. Naoma and Haley find themselves in a life-changing situation, and Danny struggles with her insecurities about Andre. Jacob catches a break in Leslie's case on Wednesday, and Doug has unexpected news for Bill, and Chesley makes a mysterious connection. On Thursday, Kat receives unexpected news, and Laura turns to an unlikely source for help. Sharon's bitterness threatens to derail the reunion with Anita, and Ted coaxes a confession out of Ava, unaware of hidden dangers. Ava and Tomas share an intimate moment on Friday, and Vanessa confronts Doug about his gambling debts, and Chelsea opens up to Naomi about her feelings for someone special. Thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peek for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.